discharged me and we got me back there. And that's when my appendix busted. On the way up there. I never got there, to tell you the truth. And then the little old sailor that helped me. It takes you 3 days to go from here to Virginia on a train. You had to stop and wait for those troop trains to go by you. You didn't have all the traffic you have now. And I'd had an attack of appendicitis once before. When I had the flu, and it was too sick to operate on me, so they froze my stomach with ice, packed ice over me, and let me come home. Then I gained about 5 pounds at home and was on the way back. And my appendix ruptured when I got to Jacksonville. And my leg drew up where I couldn't even put it on the floor, my right leg, right? And that little old sailor, he just took charge of me. He was from Key West, he was going up there for something, going. And he made those, everybody standing up on the train so full of lying eyes all full. He gave me a whole seat, he made one of them get up and lay me down on the seat. I rode there for about 4 hours and stopped out there in somewhere in Georgia and waited for a troop train to go by. Another 4 hours. I got in Petersburg and they wouldn't take me out to camp because I didn't have my papers and I had to go on up to Lexington to get my papers for the chapter. And then it's about 100 miles up there or more. And he left me in Washington. When I got there, son, I couldn't get back up to the gymnasium where the captain's office was, uphill just like that, shortcut from the railroad depot station. And you'd walk around town about a mile and I'd go up that hill. And I'd always go up that hill and down that hill when I go to the train rather than go around through town. And there wasn't any taxis, there wasn't any cars. I started up that hill and it had been raining and I had an old heavy suitcase. I got about started up way up that hill and I left the suitcase and started rolling up the hill. My feet slipped out from under me and I rolled down that hill in that mud and just crawled over. My leg was all blown up. I crawled over up that hill and I went in the back way, the gymnasium where the captain's office was. I went to the tree and I was going to try to wash up before I went in to see the captain. And my lieutenant was coming out of the tree. They didn't have separate routines for the officer. So I started in and I met Lieutenant Diggs. He saw me, he looked at me, I got over Virginia Clay all over. He said, "My God's cash." He recognized me, they were looking for me. They wanted to discharge me so they could all go home, see? Yes. And sitting around there waiting on about 4 or 5 of us. Been on a drunk. I said, "Not me." I said, "I've been on a drunk, Lieutenant." He said, "Well, what in the world happened to you?" I tried to straighten up, talk to him, and got back and tried to straighten that leg. And he said, "I just kind of started like that." After I told him I wasn't drunk, and he saw I wasn't drunk, I told him I was sick. And he started to pat me on the high and stomach like that. And I think, I didn't wake up for 3 days. I went out like I was just like this. He caught me before I hit the floor, he said.
I
woke up in the hospital, Jackson Memorial Hospital, where the college used. And I woke up and he was standing by the bed and the captain was standing to flip the doctor on the other side. I looked down and had me packed in a nice solid pack of ice, just a piece of rubber over the top of me, an ice pack all over me. And I said, "Well, he said, you're in the hospital where you belong." He said, "You're going to be all right, Stag. Private Stag." He said, "We're going to take you down to Camp Lee and operate on you. We don't have any doctors here that can operate on anybody. These doctors are all civilian doctors. None of them are surgeons.